1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, temperatures at 40 degrees.
Well, that's about normal for this time of the year, and we'll stay dry under mostly cloudy skies for this Tuesday.
And speaking of weather, northern third of Wisconsin getting a major snowstorm. Places along Lake Superior could be the hardest hit. They could get 8 to 12 inches between now and tomorrow night. Some parts of that area have already 4 to 6 inches on the ground and still snowing at this hour. Other parts of the north and northwest can expect 3 to 6 inches. Some locations in Vilas County already had over 4 inches on the ground last night. We've got rain in our forecast, and we'll take it.
Well, we'll have more details on that at the end of our program, but some big news last evening regarding the downtown area of Sheboygan as the city purchased the former Boston store property. The city council last night approved the purchase for $500,000 from the owner who lives in California. This was reaction from council president Don Hammond.
Right now, there are no plans for development, but again, with this proposed master plan, I think and am very confident that the future of this site is going to be very successful.
Dave Gass, president of the Business Improvement District, said city officials worked with the BID to consummate the sale.
We have the first step of a real renaissance that's going to happen in the Harbor Center Business Improvement District. It's an exciting moment.
Officials said there are no definite plans for the site, but the building will probably be demolished to make room for redevelopment.
Rusty will talk more with Chad Pelishek, planning director, tomorrow morning about plans for that property. Well, police tape is surrounding a large area near Seattle Space Needle after a fatal news helicopter crash this morning.
Two people are confirmed dead. We know one person, a 37-year-old, was taken to the hospital with significant injuries. We do not know if those two people were in the car, if the two people were in the chopper.
It's a reporter on the scene. It's not known what caused the chopper to go down, hitting at least two vehicles and bursting into flame.
More than two dozen nations are involved in a search over land, sea, and now underwater for the missing Malaysian airliner. Malaysia's acting transport minister also says investigators still believe the plane's movements were consistent with deliberate actions by someone on the plane. There's been no sign of the plane since it vanished over a week ago.
Russian President Vladimir Putin insisting Crimea has always been a part of Russia. Speaking before a joint session of Russia's parliament today, he said he had agreed to accept Crimea into the Russian Federation and signed a preliminary agreement on the matter. Putin added his country has no plans to move further into Ukraine.
Back in Wisconsin, Menasha police are recommending juvenile charges against 10 teens in a sexting investigation. Police Chief Tim Skyka says four 14 to 15-year-old boys could face child pornography possession charges. He says six 15 to 16-year-old girls could be charged with disorderly conduct. Stika says a friend of one of the students whose picture was posted on Instagram told the principal what was happening last month.
Over 100 images were located on 10 phones and the aforementioned website. The website was not public, and the only people that had access to it were ones that knew of the website address and had the password.
Stika says all of the pictures were taken consensually, but the boys who could face charges pressured the girls to take them.
A UW football recruit, top recruit for the UW, facing some prison time if he's convicted on sexual assault charges. We get more on that story from Erica Grillard.
Court documents say Maguanico's Dominic Sizoskis sexually assaulted a woman during an official visit to the UW campus. The woman claims the incident took place in her dorm room after he admitted drinking 10 shots in only 30 minutes. He's been ordered not to have contact with the woman and stay off the UW campus. Sizoskis was heavily recruited by UW-Madison and was the Journal Sentinel's Player of the Year.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Dodge County Sheriff Pat Nindman is warning residents about a pair of scams that bilked two couples in the county out of about $100,000. One couple fell for the so-called grandparent scam. Callers said their grandson got into trouble in Mexico and needed money for bail or medical expenses, and that couple lost $78,000. Another couple paid for about $22,000 to claim a prize they won, which required in part paying to have an official fly into the Juneau airport with the prize. Sheriff Nindman says if you win something, you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Well, it's hard to remove those ice fishing shanties from Wisconsin frozen lakes right now, but one thing you can't do is burn them down and walk away. Two men learned that lesson over the weekend when the DNR cited them for violating burning rules near Merrill on Copper Bay. Witnesses saw the flames, and they called authorities Saturday night. Officials said the suspect's truck got stuck on the ice, so it wasn't hard for rangers to find them.
If you haven't seen the majestic Lake Superior ice caves by now, you're too late. The National Park Service closed the long ice walkway to the frozen Apostle Island sea caves near Bayfield early yesterday. The Park Service said about 138,000 people saw them during the past 2 months, compared to over 12,000 the last time they were open in 2009.
And it was the type of arrival fit for a Hollywood celebrity. Turned out to be a dog. A couple of hundred media members and onlookers greeted the Brewers' dog Hank this morning before he was scheduled to greet fans at the team store at Miller Park. He was expected to make a one-hour visit, started at 7 this morning for those buying t-shirts and other items that feature the ballpark pup. Hank showed up as a stray at Brewers spring training camp in Arizona, where he became an instant hit among players and fans, and he's been adopted by both so far.
So far.
Cute little dog.
It's a nice story for the spring training season.
It is. How about the forecast?
We'll see mostly cloudy skies today, high near 40, but the rain comes in tonight. But we'll see mostly rain, maybe a little bit of snow tomorrow, as highs in the upper 30s.
We'll take the rain. Currently, we are at 40 degrees at 12:06.